whole counsel of God. Acts 20:25. And now behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone to preach the kingdom of God shall see my face no form. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. This word in the Greek is boule, which means from volition, that is objectively advice, or by implication, purpose, advise, counsel, will. 2 Timothy 2:14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth of earth, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. This passage here says to continue to study to show yourselves approved so that you're not ashamed. You need to study the word of God, to rightly divide the word of truth, and stay away from profane and vain babblings, because they increase you into more ungodliness. Vain and profane babblings. What does that mean? Things that puff you up, things that appeal to your vanity, your pride, your self-life. And vain babblings are just fairy tales, fantasies, a lot of entertainment out of Hollywood would be in that category. You need to, because they give you lies, you need to rightly divide the word of truth, because it, what you hear and see and partake in, directs your thinking. And you know, the truth, we don't want to err concerning the truth in these last days. We want to be lovers of the truth, because if we're not, a strong delusion will come upon us sent by God, as it says in Thessalonians. Now, doctrine, all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, or woman of God, I might insert there, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The whole counsel of God, the boule of God. Now, we're talking about doctrine and the counsel of God to buy gold tried in the fire. Why? That's faith, that you may be rich. Revelation 3:18. And white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I stand at the door. Behold, I'm at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, what's the voice? The word of the Lord. I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. If you have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit says to the church. And what is the doctrine, the issue over doctrine? There's all many different denominations in this and that. There are some essentials. We will look at those. Augustine, there's great heresies and all kinds of splits and divisions over the early church. At Augustine said, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in everything, charity. Check the spirit, how it's delivered. How it's delivered. So many times in my journey, because I've worked through many denominations and many movements and in many different cross cultures, All kinds of teachings have come upon, and I've read them and considered them and taken them to the scriptures and weighed them and evaluated them. This session, we are going to move into the understanding of some biblical doctrines. But first, we're going to look at bibliology, because the first deception came in with the serpent. Did God say we must test the scriptures? Hebrews 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Okay, so this is the doctrines of Christ, who he is, what his mission was, his purpose, and all of that. And I will discuss that later on in this series. Let us go into perfection, not again laying the foundations of repentance from dead works, and a faith towards God, and the doctrine of baptism, and a laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. These are the principles of the doctrine of Christ. It says right there. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew themselves again to repentance, seeing as they crucify themselves to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which stinks in the rain that comes oft upon it and brings forth herbs, meat, for them by whom as it is dressed receives blessing from God. But that which bears thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. This talks about what kind of seed that you receive, the implanted word of God, and what does it produce? What kind of fruit? But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope in the end, that you do not be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willingly, more abundantly, to show to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, boule, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil, where the forerunner has for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And we're looking at the principles of the doctrine of Christ, and we're to go on. But in the church age today, the Laodicean age, the foundations, the principles, and teachings of Christ have been cast to the wayside, and they have been mixed with error, just a Hymenaeus and Philetus, and it's increased in more and more ungodliness in the Western culture. Lord willing, we shall do so. We shall do so. The first set of instructions that we are going to look at is regarding bibliology, the doctrine of the Bible. Now, let me say that the doctrines we will cover are the doctrine of the Bible, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Christ, which we just discussed in Hebrews 6 there, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of salvation, and the doctrines of the church, the doctrines of angels, and of the last things. It is important that you are on a solid foundation and that you review these doctrines in essentials unity so that you know who to have fellowship with those in the faith and who not to have fellowship with, that all things line up to the plumb line and the level of the Holy Scriptures. May God richly bless you.